this preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, you've made a point of saying you don't trust Arsenal at odds on, so at 2-5 against a decent West Ham side, you must think they're too short there.
Yeah, that's this is the first rule in my Bible. I'm going to release my Bible like Derek has. This is my only rule at the moment, but it's a good one. Way too short. You know, probably will win the game because, you know, West Ham have got an absolutely terrible record against Arsenal. Sam Allardyce has never won a game against Arsenal away from home against any team that he's managed. And there are so many stats in this game that line up the Arsenal win. I could see a lot of people putting this in Akers, but you know, whether it comes in for them is another matter. We've talked about the West Ham headers this season quite a lot. They've scored the most headers in the Premier League, 16. Arsenal have conceded the third most headers in the Premier League behind Burnley and Stoke. They've conceded 10. So, Hill's off of that special market. It's usually on match day, you know, a player to score a header, so that might be worth having a look at. And there's another little stat where West Ham have actually scored the first goal in getting four of the last five games against Arsenal. But the Gunners have gone on to win the game. So I've been looking at the Arsenal to come from behind and win, which is a nice little bet. You have to scroll down to the other markets when you look at the game page. And you scroll down there. Arsenal to come from behind and win is a bet. I think when I last checked, it was around the 18-5 mark. I'll just double check that because I did it yesterday. I'll have a look and just double check that it's still the same price as that. But I think based on the stats, that's Arsenal to come from behind and win or draw, actually. It's 4-1 now, actually. Arsenal 4-1 to come from behind and win or draw. To come from behind and win is priced up at 6-1. So, given my reticence at backing Arsenal at odds on, I'll take the safe option and Arsenal to come from behind, win or draw at 4-1. I think that's decent. But yeah, the run. I was just looking for the run that they're on. They're terrible. They've won none of the last 13 league games against Arsenal, drawing two of them. They've lost the last eight in a row as well, which is awful. So Arsenal probably win it, but what a price, Derek, eh?
Well, that's it. Yeah, you just can't bring yourself to back it, can you? I mean, all the stats are right, but the crucial stats are the odds. And 2-5, it's beyond belief when you consider that. It was only a few weeks ago West Ham were talking about qualifying for the Champions.